The country will remain on lockdown level one. This was announced by President Ramaphosa at a family meeting, during which he emphasized that this approach will work only if people adhere to safety regulations such as wearing of masks and distancing. He also called on South Africans to get vaccinated. Ramaphosa warned that this may change if infections increase, with government keeping an eye on the developments over the next couple of days. Well, the South African Medical Association has called on South Africans not to panic in the midst of the new variant. And joining us on the line, we have the chairperson, Dr. Angelique Kutsia. Angelique, a very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and a good morning to all your listeners out there.
All right. So what's your assessment? How serious is this new variant?
So this is a difficult question. We can comment as general practitioners on what we are currently seeing. And what we are seeing are mild cases. We're not saying that there will not be severe cases coming forth. But for now, it's mild symptoms. And it seems as if the patients get recover quite quickly. And I hope it stays like this and doesn't become a serious disease going forward. Yes, it is fast spreading. We do not dispute that fact. But currently, not as virulent as what, the hype is all across the world.
Are you then satisfied with the decision taken by the president at this stage not to increase any of the restrictions but to emphasize vaccinations?
Yes. The worst that we expected was lockdowns on social gatherings. And for now, that's still not on the cards yet. And again, it's going to depend on people's behavior. We kept on saying the same thing over and over again. Get vaccinated, wear your masks, the distance, stay away from places which is crowded. That is the best measurements you can take for yourself and for your family.
Now, what about the debate that has now followed the president's speech last night, that forcing people to get vaccinated is not the way to go? Many believe it encroaches on their civil liberties. Although it's not yet law, the president did indicate that they're talking about it.
Well, there's a stage, if you look at the law, then the health of the nation plays a higher role than your own personal safety. So it is what is good in a pandemic for the rest of the country. And I think, if you are working with people, if you are people facing or giving a service where you encounter people on a daily basis, that should be the way to go. I'm not saying it should be compulsory, but we all know how this virus is spread, and we know that if you're not vaccinated, you've got a 100% chance of spreading the virus. We know that if you are vaccinated, you've got a third of a chance to spread the virus because you're much less having viral particles that you will spread or transmit when you're speaking or laughing or whatever you do. And we also saw so far that there are communities which are not wearing their masks. If you go into a viral fourth wave with a virus or a variant that has a lot of mutations, you surely need to make sure that you protect yourself and again, those around you.
Well, what's your take on what had happened internationally a couple of days ago when it became known that South Africa had discovered the new variant and they pretty much blocked us from traveling to their countries?
Well, I think it's definitely premature, and I think it is it's not acceptable. Two things are going to happen. First of all, you are going to get other countries who will not give out information, very important information, because of the threat of being villainized out there. So, and then again, if you look at what is happening in Africa, we have said it many times that the variants, mutations, will start in immune-compromised people, mostly HIV untreated or partially treated, not vaccinated. So, get people vaccinated. So and then you will diminish your chances of getting mutations. in people with immune compromised diseases. But just to bring within less than 24 hours a lockdown, banning into for the country of South Africa and our neighbours, I think that is really very premature and unacceptable at this stage.
All right, Angelique, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Please stay safe.
That was Dr. Angelique Kutsia, chairperson of the South African Medical Association. They say we should not panic in the midst of the discovery of this new variant. No evidence at this stage that people are getting seriously ill, although it's more infectious. It spreads much quicker. Obviously, they're going to investigate and they're going to monitor, and they are satisfied with the president's decision not to increase restrictions at this stage.